This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.
98.1 KJUG with Tom and Becky in the Morning, and very pleased to make welcome into the KJUG studios our United Staffing Kid Intern of the Week. Sitting to my left, sitting to Becky's right, wearing a cowboy hat and a camouflage jacket, hailing from the great city of San Luis Obispo, California, coming in at 9 years of age. Please make welcome Jasper George. What's up, my man? How you doing, buddy?
Good.
That is a sharp outfit you got on, man.
Thank you.
Are you wearing a vest?
No.
You are. Well, you're very fancy today, and I appreciate it.
Dude, man, your threads today are tight. Your clothing game is tight. Camo jacket.
Don't confuse him.
Camo jacket, cowboy hat. That's a sharp-looking cowboy hat.
Are you wearing dress shoes, too?
No.
Oh, but he's got some nice boots on.
I bet he does. Man, you look sharp today. Where are you going after this? You got big plans today?
We're going to pick up some llamas.
Pick up some llamas?
You know, right. Me too. That's exactly what I'm doing today when I get done here. I'm going to go pick up some llamas. What are you talking about? You're going to pick up llamas. How are you? Why? What? What's going on, Jasper?
We're planning to hike with them.
You're going to hike with them?
Okay.
I have questions.
Stop the presses. We have to have this conversation right now. You're going to pick up llamas, and then you're going to hike with them? Where are you going to hike with them at? Why?
Peru, because that's what I'm imagining.
Like, what's happening here?
Peru.
Central America? What's happening? You like llamas?
Kind of. Dad's the one that makes us go pick them up.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Do you go hiking with llamas often?
No, we're actually just starting to try it.
Okay.
This
like
is
a
like
day hike, or are you going camping and they're going to carry your stuff?
We're probably going to go camping the first time, I hope.
It's very neat.
I know. We get. Don't rush through this one, Becky. Here,
I have a lot of questions I want answered.
I do too. We need to unpack this a little bit. All right, Jasper. First of all, if you don't mind, as we like to get to know everybody here on the show, can you tell us a little bit about who's all in your family? You mentioned you have a dad. You mentioned he's crazy, and likes to hike with llamas. So we got crazy dad. Okay, what's his name?
John.
George. John the llama lover.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's
Llama it. John.
Llama John. All right. Yeah. And then who else is in your family?
My brother, Joey.
Joey the brother. How old is Joey?
He is 7. In March, he will be coming here, too.
Coming here?
Yeah.
Oh.
To do the kid intern.
Oh, he will? Oh, all right. I didn't know that. Welcome on in, Joey. All right. Who else you got in your family? Your mom. Mm-hmm. What's your mom's name?
Mandy.
All right. Anybody else? Any other brothers and sisters?
No.
Now this is not a trick question here. Do you have any pets at your house?
We have llamas, goats, dogs, and
oh, keep going.
Miniature donkeys,
oh,
horses, cows.
Oh yeah, miniature donkeys. Horses, cows. It said when your mom signed you up or your dad signed you up that you were from San Luis Obispo, but clearly you're from the Atascadero Zoo. You live at a zoo. This is like
I'm
a
assuming
movie.
You don't this live like downtown San Luis Obispo, but you live on the outskirts of San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Live in one of those downtown lofts.
Right.
$50,000
you never know.
A month.
You never know what goes on downtown.
Right. Holy smokes, dude. That's a lot of animals. Why so many? You just love animals?
Oh. Do you guys sell your mini donkeys, or do you guys just raise them for fun?
Raise them, and we only have two. They're both females. We bought. My dad found them on Craigslist, and we...
Okay.
Craigslist Stop. Mini donkeys.
Stop. Now I think you're just fooling me, Jasper. Now I think you're just messing with me here. Your dad bought mini donkeys on Craigslist. Is that the story he's telling everybody in the family? Okay.
Excuse me while I get to Craigslist.
I know. Are you kidding me? Can just go there and type in mini donkeys and see if that's a thing. What is going on? How much do mini donkeys cost? Do you know? Are they like $5 or like $500?
I do. I know.
How much?
Well, there's one for sale right now for $800 in Bakersfield. Mini donkey, Jack.
Jack the mini donkey from Bakersfield is $800.
Ready to train to pull a cart or for small children to ride. Is that what you guys do with your mini donkeys? Do you ride them?
No, we just keep them as pasture pets.
Pasture pets.
What about the horses? Do you ride horses?
Yes, we ride horses.
Do you know how to ride a horse? You do. Mm-hmm. How long have you been riding? Couple years, so?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I've got a lot of questions, Jasper. I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Now, you're free to ask Becky and I any question that you might have, but I'm just telling you, both Becky and I, we have a lot of questions for you today, okay? We're going to unpack this thing. We're going to find out just what's going on. Mini donkeys on Craigslist.
I still have questions about the hiking with llamas. I don't want to go away from that.
Okay, Jasper, you know you get to pick all the songs we play here on the radio, right? Why don't you tell me a name of a song you want us to play, and I'll play it.
Start a Band.
Start a Band. Find that over here. I'll find it in just a second. We'll come back and we'll play Start a Band, okay? That's next, and more. The llama hiking, mini donkey buying. 98.1 KJOG with Tom and Becky in the morning, and music from Brad Paisley there with Keith Urban, Start a Band, that by request for Jasper George. He's our kid intern. He's 9. He's hanging out with us. And my man came in wearing a camouflage jacket and a cowboy hat, and that's a sharp-looking cowboy hat, buddy. Where'd you get that sucker?
From Brad Paisley.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now listen, listen, Jasper. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Are you clowning with me? Brad Paisley gave you that hat?
It looks like a Brad Paisley hat.
It does. It actually does. What's going on? How did you see Brad Paisley for him to give you that hat?
We went on stage with him.
Okay, now this is... What are you, like, best friends? Are you guys buddies? What do you mean you went on stage with Brad Paisley? When did you do that? What is he, Brad Paisley? Does Brad and his wife Kimberly come over and hang out with the llamas? And
you never know.
For Christmas, are you guys friends? When did you see Brad Paisley? When did you see him?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And you went on, why did you go on stage? They don't allow that. They get big security people. They don't allow people to run up on stage.
Did you run up there, or did he invite you up there?
He invited my dad up there, and my dad took me and my brother and my mom with us.
How come he invited your dad up there?
Because my dad's a fireman, and...
It's the llamas, I think.
I don't know. Brad does this have something? Llamas. I'm wondering if that's this has something to do with the llamas.
He traded.
So your dad's a firefighter. So he, where were you at? Where did you see him? What town were you in?
Santa Barbara Bowl.
At the Santa Barbara Bowl. Okay. Was this their benefit concert that they had? Okay. So was he wearing that hat on stage, and then he took it off of his head and gave it to you?
Kind of.
He gave it to your brother?
That's pretty unbelievable.
Did you have to beg your brother to wear that hat today?
What did you get then? What did Brad give you?
A guitar.
No, he didn't give me anything. Joey went up and said something in the microphone. That's why he got it.
Oh, Joey did.
Yeah.
All right, Joey, your younger brother, went up and said something in the microphone at the Santa Barbara Bowl with Brad Paisley and your entire family there. I see. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool. That is a sharp hat.
Does he keep that hat somewhere safe at home? Yeah.
Hey, Joey. How much would you sell me that hat for? $20? Not what? Nothing? What do you mean nothing?
It's
you
priceless.
Don't like money, kid? How about $40? Would you take $100 for it? You wouldn't even take $100 right now for it. Wow.
Sorry.
I wouldn't either. That's a pretty special hat right there.
That's pretty cool.
Do you mind if I see it? Can I at least see it? We're here with royalty, for crying out loud.
I know.
We have Brad Paisley's hat here.
We're gonna have to get a picture of you with that hat on, Tom.
Holy smokes, man! This is nice. 7 1/8. 7 1/8 is the size Brad wears. It is a 100X Stetson.
What does that mean? Is that like an average size at noggin?
I'm 7 1/4.
How do you know that?
Because when you have fitted hats in baseball, you have to have sizes.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like this.
Okay.
And same thing with cowboy hats.
I gotcha.
So yeah, 7 1/8. Wow. Dude, this is impressive right here.
Pretty cool.
This is a real cowboy hat. Like,
it
this
is the real cowboy hat.
You know, they're playing mess around here. It does. It's Brad Paisley's hat. All right, see the bow right here? See the little tiny bow in there? Is that the front or the back?
That's the back.
No. I was just testing you. I knew that. I was just testing you. Make sure we're all good. Wow. All right. That's really cool. And is that why we played Brad Paisley right there? Yeah, because you guys like Brad Paisley.
Were you a big Brad Paisley fan before this concert even? Or are you like an even bigger fan now? Even bigger fan now? Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
All right, we got to get back to the llamas in a second.
Someone texted in and said that's a $1,000 hat without the Brad factor.
It's a $1,000 hat.
Without the Brad factor, they said.
And so then
who
knows
with Brad Paisley? No, mom's over here like, really?
Yeah, my mom's okay. Like, I'll sell that hat right now.
What kind of hat is that?
A John B. Stetson Company, made in the USA, 100X Stetson. Right there, beautiful, a little X. 57, 7 1/8. That's all I can tell you.
I don't know.
It's straw hat. Yeah, it's a straw hat, but like, I don't know, man. Holy
I mean,
cow.
They are going like, I mean, there's one for $124, and then they go up to $4,999. Keep your hands off that hat. Yeah.
You see how the hat fits real nicely right here on the console, just kind of a natural fit. That's why I think we should just keep that.
I don't
right,
want you touching that hat. Right You're making there. Me very nervous right now.
All right, my man. We're hanging out with our kid intern. He is 9-year-old Jasper George of San Luis Obispo. And want to hear Riley Green, Grandpa's Never Died, right? All right, my man. I love this song. You know it's my favorite song. Did you know that? Do you ever listen to the show? Do you even know who I am? No? It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. He knows who Brad Paisley is.
That's all that matters.
You don't need to worry about something. 98.1 K-Chuck. Tom and Becky in the morning hanging out with our new main man, 9-year-old Jasper George of San Luis Obispo with Riley Green, Grandpa's Never Died. And we're going to play another Riley Green song in just a second called Bettin' Man. Why do you like Riley Green so much? I mean, he's great, but why do you like him so much?
I just like his songs a lot.
They're more like a traditional country sound, aren't they? They got a little steel guitar in them. None of this clicks and pops and weasels and snaps and, right? I mean, he's country, man. Riley Green's country. Yeah. We follow K-Jug. Do you know what Instagram is? You know what Instagram is? Yeah, okay. Well, we follow Riley Green. And my man goes deer and duck hunting all the time. Like the jacket you're wearing right there. Like Riley Green he's in camouflage all the time. He's holding up dead ducks that he shot. He's holding up the big old bucks that he shot. All the time, man. Just does nothing but... I think he just must do nothing but hunt and sing songs.
Hey, you know what? It's like a living Luke Bryan song.
Now, Luke Bryan is hunting, fishing, and loving every day.
Well, I don't know Riley Green's life.
I don't know that yet. He's got 2 out of 3 for sure. I like it. Let's get back to the hiking with the llamas story for a second.
Please.
Becky has some questions, so do I. You're going to go get llamas today. Are you buying them today?
Yeah.
You're buying llamas today. What is going on? You said is your dad a firefighter? How much money is a dad making as a firefighter? They're buying Craigslist donkeys. They're buying llamas. What's going on? It's a spending spree going on at the George home here.
Okay, I have a question. Where are you guys going to go hiking llama?
Sierras, I guess.
In the Sierras. So... what does that look like? You get a harness and you put a bunch of stuff on the llama and they carry all your stuff for you?
Are you on a TV show? Are you guys like on a TV, like your family, like this is like, like when they go packing, you know what I mean? Like with they go packing down a canyon or something and they live? Like,
I don't know. I feel like you need to dress for the occasion, though. Like, I feel like you need a wool beanie with, like, the things that come down.
Are you really from Alaska? Is your family, like, are you, like, Alaska Bush people? Is that what that, that's a show like that, Becky? Alaska Bush people, I think.
I like to watch it.
You know what I'm talking about. I knew it. You're on the show. You're part of the show. Yes, you are. They're filming you today, aren't they?
Is your mom going to go with you guys, or is it just you and your dad?
It's my mom, and we're going to stop and see my dad at Cuyama.
Wait, you'll stop when you go hiking? It'll be like your whole family going?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how long will you be gone?
They don't know, Becky.
They have a lot of questions. Just
live by nature. Whenever they're tired of hiking with the llamas, they'll back it up. Come on back.
That's
here.
That's cool. I like it. I've just never heard of anyone doing it before.
This is the best. Let me ask you another question. Where on earth do you buy llamas from? Because they don't sell them down at Farm Supply, I don't think. I don't think you can just buzz on down to Farm Supply, buy some tomato plants and some llamas. Where do you get them from? Where's the llama store?
There's no llama store.
So
do you buy
them
off Craigslist? Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay.
I'm going to look on Craigslist now, too.
How much do llamas cost on Craigslist?
No, I don't
there?
Know. I'm going to find Many, out, though.
I didn't even know there was an animal section on Craigslist, but apparently it is a thing like crazy.
Well, here we go. They have alpacas in Morro Bay, but there's a difference, right? What's the difference between an alpaca and a llama?
Alpacas are smaller.
Of course he knows, because they're Alaska Bush people. They know everything about every animal. Do you guys have any exotic animals? Like any giraffes, any rhinoceroses, any hippos that maybe you bought on Craigslist from Africa?
No.
You sure?
No.
Cheetahs?
No.
Are you going to Bakersfield to buy this llama?
Bakersfield? No. What? Palmdale.
Oh, good.
Palmdale. You've got to be kidding me.
Palmdale to buy a llama. What are you doing with your Monday, Jug Country?
Right. What on earth is happening there?
All right.
Wow. Have you got all your questions answered about this?
I believe
this?
So. I think so. All the questions I want answered.
Holy cow.
Quit trying to find the Palmdale song.
I was trying to find the Palmdale.
Move on.
We're hanging with our kid intern, Jasper George. And I didn't even ask you yet, but I know the answer now. You don't even go to school, do you? You work for a living, right? You work in the exotic animal trade. You're hunting and fishing. You're killing your own dinner every night. Have you ever been hunting? Sure.
Yeah,
you
have. With my dad.
Of course. Fishing? Yeah.
I love fishing.
You do? All right, we're going to talk about fishing, and we're going to play another Riley Green song next from my man, Jasper. 98.1 KJ with Tom and Becky in the morning. That is Riley Green. That song is called Bettin' Man, and that is by request for our kid intern. He is 9-year-old Jasper George of San Luis Obispo. We're finding out lots of stuff about Jasper and about his family, having a good time. So in just a second, we're going to play Hunting, Fishing, Loving Every Day, which seems to be like your theme song a little bit. Are you married? You single? You still single? Okay, good. I didn't know. Can I talk to you a little bit about fishing for a second? You said you really love to go fishing.
Yes, I
Okay, do. Where do you go fishing at? Where have you been fishing before?
Lopez Lake, Avila,
now,
Tahoe.
Oh, gosh.
Cowsbell, Montana, Whitefish, Montana.
You've been fishing in Montana before? Holy smokes. What kind of fish do you try to catch when you go fishing in Montana?
I just try and catch fish. I just love to fish.
It doesn't matter what kind.
Would you rather fish in a lake or in the ocean, like when you go to Avila?
Lake.
In the lake?
What do you use for bait? Do you have lures or do you put bait on it? The hook.
I have flashers, lures, bait. I have a lot of stuff.
You know, I'm somewhat of a fisherman myself. Do you know what I go fishing for sometimes? What I used to do when I was your age? I'd go to Santa Margarita Lake and I'd take a worm, put it on a hook, catch me some bluegill right off the pier.
I've never once heard you mention that you've been fishing before.
Well, I was 9. It's Jasper's age.
Was that about the last time you've been fishing?
The last time I went fishing, I believe, I tried to take Bobby, my son, out to Lopez Lake and go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, you know, fishing license and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And we went out there and found this little place. And then 30 minutes later, I was eating the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and I was cold.
Oh my god!
I know. It didn't work out. It didn't work out. Have you ever gotten a hook stuck in your finger?
A little bit.
Dude, I did. That's why I never go fishing anymore.
Ooh, that sends a chill down my spine.
It was awful. I got a fish hook right in my finger, right there. Boom, went in. And I was up like a...
Oh, stop. Stop talking about it.
If that freaks you out, I won't tell you how they got it out.
No, thanks.
Because we're at some camp up in the wilderness someplace.
The Camp Natoma?
It was like that. And they had to get it out the old-fashioned way. And let me tell you, that wasn't fun.
Okay, stop.
Because it had a little bob on the end of it.
Oh, my
so
God.
I just saying.
Stop.
Okay, all right. That's it.
I want to hear a little bit about Ferdinand. Ferdinand. We were talking at commercial, and his mom said he forgot to talk about Ferdinand.
The bull. I can't even... I think Jasper is... Is he clowning on us?
I don't think so.
How do you... You own a bull?
Yeah, he's at my grandma's house.
And he's a mini bull?
Yeah.
Like, what does a mini bull look like?
Like a pig?
He's almost...
I think a mini bull looks like a pig, right?
Is he nice?
He's about this big high. Yeah,
kind of. Kind of nice?
So, right. We are right back where I thought we were.
Yep.
Are you in America allowed to own a mini bull? And let me just tell you something. I want you to be honest with me, Jasper. If you tell me your dad bought this thing on Craigslist...
I was just going to ask, where did Grandma get it?
I'm telling you, I'm leaving. If he bought this one on Craigslist, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Do you know where he got the mini bull? Did they get it from Africa? Or did they get it on Craigslist? Where did they get the mini bull from?
My grandma bought it for my 5th birthday.
Oh, it's your mini bull.
Yeah.
And what is it called? Like, other than a mini bull, what is its official name?
Ferdinand.
But like, what if I look up a mini bull? It's like a miniature bull terrier. Is all I can find.
I don't know.
So I need to know like the official.
Bulls have names.
African Zebu.
An African Zebu mini bull.
It is from Africa.
I don't know how you spell that.
I don't think Governor Newsom likes that. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know that he might have a law against that.
Oh, here's a picture of one. So cute.
Let me see it immediately. Is that a thing?
Look how cute that is.
That looks like a cow. Looks like a cow with a humpback. It's the hump. It's the cow of Notre Dame.
Okay.
Is that the cow? Is that what your bull looks like? It is.
It's
unbelievable.
Really cute.
This is great. Jasper, you are one of a kind, man. You have, I believe you have more pets and exotic animals than any kid intern ever, man. Unbelievable. From Africa, too. You ever catch any trout?
Yeah, I've caught a few trout. I caught a tiger shark once. Or was it a leopard?
He caught a shark.
Caught a shark one time.
He's 9.
Tell me more about your bluegill that you caught, Tom.
Let me tell you all about the bluegill that I got in 2 feet of water out at Santa Margarita Lake while our kid intern Jasper tells us about the shark that he caught. I know you're clowning on us now.
No, it was just a baby shark.
Yeah, that's still 2 feet. That's still 2 feet big.
It's
okay.
Big.
Where did you catch that? In Avila?
Oh, yeah.
You caught a 2 foot tiger shark or like a 1 foot tiger shark, leopard shark.
Yeah.
The life you've led, man. The life you have led at 9.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Here's a picture of the little mini bull, Ferdinand. So cute.
I mean, who has time for school?
I don't. Do you go to school?
He doesn't go to school.
I does homeschool.
Yeah.
There you go. He teaches school.
It's pretty cool.
He teaches hunting, fishing. Speaking of that, we're going to play that next. Our kid intern, 9-year-old Jasper George of San Luis Obispo. Up next, Luke Bryan and my man's 98.1 KJOG with Tom and Becky in the morning. Text in from Ashley Loves Sarcasm said he is living my dream life. Right there, buddy. We're talking about our kid intern. He's 9-year-old Jasper George. Hunting and fishing all the time, man. You shoot guns too? You shoot the guns?
Yeah.
You shoot the guns.
You shoot the guns. Do you ever do bow hunting?
Yeah, I like to bow hunt.
Oh my gosh. Okay. He's nine. He's caught a shark in the ocean.
He bow hunts. Hikes with llamas.
Right, like to the, are you going to the bottom of the Sierra? What? Oh, man, dude. He likes Riley Green. You like any sports?
Baseball.
And he likes baseball. Right, put that in your American pie and smoke it. Holy cow, of course he does. My man. All right, hang on a second. We got a couple more texts in. It looks like there's a couple traffic accidents that people want me to There's one in the Five Cities, northbound 101 by the Spyglass Drive off-ramp that is causing some delay on northbound 101 from Pismo before you go around the bend in Avila Beach. There also appears to be something going on southbound 101 by Los Osos Valley Road. Mm-hmm. It's like two vehicles. It says appear to be a road rage issue.
Yeah.
There ain't road rage issues in a while here to talk about.
I mean, pull it together.
Right,
tighten
up. Like,
if you're having to have the police called on you and you're...
It's a Monday.
Like, what are you doing?
Right, it's a Monday. It's okay.
Stop being so messy.
Right. And whoever was at fault, the world doesn't revolve around you.
I mean...
And if the other person, just a little bit of grace, just cut them a little sly. It's okay. You'll get to work. Have we preached enough on that?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll preach more.
I mean, if you have to get out of your car because of a road rage incident.
Yeah.
You're going to... You got to pull it together a little bit.
All right, Jasper. So, today, we're not hunting and we're not fishing, but we're buying llamas and driving to the Sierras to pack in with llamas. And stay for an unknown amount of time. Will you be camping in tents?
Yes.
You're not exactly staying at the Ritz-Carlton, are you?
No.
You sleep on the ground?
Yep.
And you like this?
Yes.
Do you put up a campfire?
Yeah.
You do a campfire too? Do you got like three metal prongs that come down and a bowl of like beans in the middle over the open flame? Does mom cook dinner like that? Or do you have a rotating, like a spigot, and you go out and you'll kill something and then you'll skin it and then you'll put it on the spigot and it'll turn around like you're, and then you just pull off meat and eat it?
Gosh.
I'm just asking. I mean, this is the thing. This is Alaska here. I mean, my man.
No, we really don't do that.
You don't do that. Okay. All right. We're going to take a picture here, and we're going to put it up on our website, and we're going to put it up on Facebook and stuff like that. You're going to wear Brad Paisley's hat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. That makes me happy. Okay, we've got time for one more song, and speaking of Brad, we're going to play Welcome to the Future. And then do you have some shout-outs after that we need to do? Say hello to some people?
Yeah.
Okay. Natty 8.1 KJ with Tom and Becky in the morning, hanging out with Jasper George. He's nine from San Luis Obispo, our United Staffing Associates kid intern. And we got a couple things we got to get to before we let you go. I know you've got a busy day today. You're going to buy the llamas and get over to the Sierras. But first of all, do you have some shout outs, Jasper? Some people you want to say hello to?
My dad, my uncle.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
My Uncle Mike.
Sure.
And my Grandma Becky and Grandma Margie and Grandpa Dave and Grandpa Jim.
Yeah, you betcha.
And also to Edna 4-H and my friend Patrick and my friend Sophie Patrick Davana and also Bodie and Hannes.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's basically it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll throw in mom and dad. We said dad, mom and your brother.
Don't shout out.
I'm doing some shout outs. I'm doing a couple shout outs, taking care of some business here. The kid intern, by the way, Moms and Dads, brought to you by United Staffing Associates. KJUG highly recommends United Staffing for your business. To save time and money on your payroll and staffing needs, KJUG's been doing business with them for over 17 years. Visit UnitedWeStaff.com. Also, Moms and Dads, if you would like your son or daughter to be the next kid intern, you got to get them signed up at JUGCountry.com. Just click on the little icon there and get your kid signed up. We have a couple gifts for you, bud. They're going to pale in comparison. All right, let me just tell you right now, they're gifts. They're just gifts. They're not much, but they're nothing like Brad Paisley's hat, right? Or a tiger shark, or a llama, or a mini donkey.
Okay. That's okay.
All right. The first is just a Tom and Becky t-shirt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It says love you lots on it. We love you lots. It was very nice to meet you. So there's that. Secondly, we have a $25 Visa gift card. Which will let you go buy anything you want. Mom and Dad, you know, they need to supervise, but, you know. But if you need some ammo, you need some you know, a new bow, I don't know, some new lures, go fishing, I don't know, maybe. Renew your fishing, I don't know. But you've got that, okay? All right, buddy. Man, the life he's led at 9.
Just hearing everything he does wear you out.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, you. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. You're welcome. You betcha. Ladies and gentlemen, our kid intern, 9-year-old Jasper George. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Am I forgetting something?
I don't think so. I think you're good.
All right. It's very nice to meet you, buddy. Good luck on the adventure that is your life.
You're not the only one, by the way. Someone texted and said, "He makes me feel like my happy and accomplished life seems dull and uneventful. I own a car, a home, but no llamas or catching sharks. I need to get out and hike Madonna. It's the closest thing I've got."
I know. Right. Right. See, I think, Jasper, you've been inspiring to a lot of people in Jug Country today, including Becky and myself. Yeah, like, get out and do something with your life. Man, oh, man. Jasper George, everybody, 9 years old from San Luis Obispo. All right, it is time for Central Coast Headlines with Scott Taylor. And this hour, they're brought to you by Premier Ag. Premier Ag has everything you need, from feed and supplements to the latest Western fashion and cowboy hats. Premier Ag, 1041.
This is Tom and Becky in the morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.